B-Pod Studios.
Shroud finally breaks his silence since the end of Twitch and sends a tweet for the first time in almost 40 days that hints he could be going pro in Valorant. A CSGO legend gets banned from Twitch and then pulls a Dr. Disrespect while calling out fake channels. And Overwatch confirms that nerfing the double shield meta is their biggest priority. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back. You've made it through another week of craziness that is the world in 2020, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Don't forget, the easiest way to support Checkpoint XP is to hit that subscribe button down below and turn on notifications so you can find out when we publish awesome new content every day. Now, without further ado, let's jump right into the news. Shroud breaks silence with mysterious Valorant tweet. It's been quite a while since we've heard anything from Shroud. Yes, he has been active since the Mixer shutdown, but he hasn't officially streamed, tweeted, done anything related to having a career in video games for almost a month and a half now. But late last night, Shroud sent a tweet that started the speculation train rolling again. Now, this is his first tweet since June 22nd, right when Microsoft paid out his exclusive Mixer contract of reportedly $30 million. All the tweet concerned was a GIF, not GIF, you monsters, of an animated gun graphic firing a bullet. But eagle-eyed viewers will see flashes of Valorant gameplay reflected on the barrel of the gun. Did you see the Valorant clips in there? If Valorant is in the future of Shroud, it would make good on his April Fool's prank from earlier this year, where he pretended he was going to be going pro in Valorant because he missed competitive play, I guess. Other people were claiming that it simply meant he had pulled the trigger on a deal with Twitch, his most likely home since the implosion of Mixer, a place where he still has 7.1 million followers. But no news on that front yet. The bigger question out of all of this is, why have Shroud and his fellow former Mixer star Ninja not announced where they're going to be continuing their streaming careers? I mean, I get that once somebody cuts you a paycheck for $1 million, let alone 30 and 60 million respectively, you don't have to rush to get back to work anytime soon. But it's still a curious case, and Shroud putting this tweet back into the world only raises speculation that an announcement will be imminent. Simple goes full Dr. Disrespect after Twitch ban, calls out fake channels. The one thing most people have become familiar with since the ban of Dr. Disrespect is that when Twitch bans an account, they don't give you a reason. It's just gone, and no further explanation. Recently, CSGO superstar Simple was banned from the streaming service, and he was not going to go quietly into the night when it happened. Both Simple and his former Na'Vi teammate Zeus were banned at the same time, and as we've covered, we were told nothing when it comes to what led to the removal from the site. But with no information, Simple has no idea how long this ban is either going to last, or if it's even a permanent one. When left with no other options, Simple went full Dr. Disrespect. Champions Club. Twitch has not notified me on the specific reason behind their decision. Firm handshakes to all for the support during this difficult time. While I'm enjoying my ban, we can all enjoy my other streams with great giveaways that everyone can easily win. Simple. If that tweet looks familiar, it's because it's an almost copy-paste version of Dr. Disrespect's from almost exactly 1 month ago now. In that tweet, Simple refers to other streams with great giveaways. This is a very pointedly sharp attack on the fact that Twitch allows tons of fake streams, all pretending to be Simple himself, to stay on the platform and are usually riddled with fake giveaways that can infect people's machines with viruses if they get suckered into trying to participate. This isn't Simple's first time getting banned from Twitch either, so I'm sure he will be able to survive this one as well. But what is going on with all these high-profile bans happening lately? Crazy world. Jeff Kaplan confirms Overwatch double shield nerfs are biggest priority. Balance changes have been the name of the game lately for Overwatch, with some making it to the live patch and others, like the recent Moira buffs, never making it out of the testing stages due to fan outcry. But something has to be done to reinvigorate the scene, as Overwatch has floundered over the past almost year since the removal of the GOATS meta. The current situation is essentially the reliance on characters that can produce shields to protect the other heroes, and has become a staple on how the game has to be played, according to players, but never explicitly said by the developers. Sure, you can play a different way, but you either need to be a literal god to still win, or prepare to be flamed by your teammates endlessly. Yesterday, during an AMA on Reddit with Jeff Kaplan, who is the head of the Overwatch team at Blizzard, Kaplan highlighted just what the biggest changes in the game are going to be, according to the development team. The most immediate priority is a balance patch aimed at the double shield meta. This will show up on the experimental card in the next few weeks. We don't have any reworks immediately imminent for any hero, although we are discussing some. This could be big news to a game that is constantly critiqued for having a stale meta. And with Kaplan publicly saying this, you know that the developers have already been working on this and have addressed it behind closed doors for quite a while now. But in a game that is so heavily dependent on playing the game a specific and certain way, any changes to the main mechanics are going to have drastic ripple effects that we may not understand yet. Will this be enough to satisfy Overwatch lords who seem to always be cawing from the sidelines about changing this and fixing that? If you think it's the way to go, and you're an Overwatch player, drop a comment below and let us know what you think the biggest changes needed for the game are. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for being an awesome person. The Checkpoint XP team is growing, and that's all because of support from people like you. If you ever have a news story you want us to cover, make sure you drop it to us on Twitter at Checkpoint XP. My name's Weirdbeard, and I am psyched that we are less than a month away from a new Battletoads game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.